Welcome to Sports Mad Rez's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. Over the past week, we had two posts on sportsmedrez.org. That's res.org. In the first post, we introduced a study where the authors found that more targeted concussion education is needed for high school athletes with a history of concussion. This is because athletes with more prior concussions, especially if they've had negative experiences, are less likely to disclose symptoms, more likely to play with the symptoms, and have poorer attitudes regarding concussion reporting. In the second post, we introduced the American College of Radiology's appropriateness criteria for stress fractures. If we take a closer look at the first post, we find that the authors expanded on their prior work to assess the connection between self-reported concussion history and disclosure, knowledge, and attitudes of high school athletes. A convenient sample of athletes from 25 high schools in 6 different sports filled out surveys regarding demographics, previous concussion events, self-reporting of concussions, and attitudes and knowledge of concussions during their high school years. Among the 44 athletes with at least one recalled concussion, less than half of the 84 recalled concussions were reported to a healthcare professional. Furthermore, 32% of the athletes with unreported concussions participated in competition, and 26% participated in a formal practice while being symptomatic. Athletes with a prior concussion were less likely to disclose a subsequent concussion and more likely to continue sport participation while symptomatic. For every 3 recalled concussions, the researchers found a decrease in overall attitude towards concussions. They found no relationship between recalled concussions and concussion knowledge. Athletes withhold information about their concussion symptoms for a variety of reasons that may include previous negative experience, such as lost playing time, societal behaviors, and negative attitudes from parents, coaches, or teammates. They might also not report concussions because of a lack of knowledge about the potential consequences of reporting their concussion. Interestingly, the researchers do not believe disclosure can be improved via concussion knowledge, probably because these athletes already had sufficient information from a previous concussion event. Instead, efforts should be targeted to changing attitudes towards concussions. The researchers admit that the study failed to account for concussions sustained prior to high school, and the athletes surveyed were predominantly football athletes. Regardless, clinicians can still use these results across all high school athletes, and the information can be extrapolated to other sports and age groups. Clinicians should be mindful of the patient's knowledge and attitudes pertaining to their concussion history and should focus on the underlying factors or attitudes behind an athlete's failure to disclose symptoms. Building a good relationship with parents, coaches, and athletes will improve trust and guide efforts for education and improving attitudes towards reporting. This study was interesting because it's a good example of what I think a lot of us have seen in a clinical setting, where an athlete with a prior injury may be less likely to report a future injury because of their experience with how that first injury was managed. For example, if they know that they're going to be taken out of play, they may be less likely to tell us that they've been hurt. This stresses the importance of us trying to educate our athletes specifically about the consequences of not telling us when they're hurt, but also trying to address their attitudes and their beliefs, as well as their concerns, and being cognizant of those issues when we talk to the team about reporting of concussions and other injuries. It's important for us to keep in mind the athlete's prior experiences and to address those concerns they may have and the consequences of not telling us what might happen if they don't report their injury. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. This past week, our most popular post was the announcement of the Journal of Athletic Training's 2016 Outstanding Manuscript Awards. And if you're an athletic trainer who's looking for evidence-based practice CEUs, then please check out our 6 online courses available through the Human Kinetics website. We'll have links to these courses, the posts, and the announcement for the Outstanding Manuscript Awards on our podcast website. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.